And let's get to business. Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Corin. In the bulletin this morning, oil and gas exploration back on the agenda, but will anybody take up the offers? Aged care sector says cracks are appearing in the sector, and the latest from financial markets. The government's launched a block offer for oil and gas exploration, and what could be amongst the last of that sector in the country. The block offer covers more than 1,500 square kilometres onshore in Taranaki, and is the last of three block offers previously committed to by the government. Last December, it said it would defer decisions on all offers after the current one is done until early in the next parliamentary term. Oil and gas industry group Energy Resources Aotearoa hopes it's not the last hurrah for gas exploration in New Zealand. Its chief executive, John Carnegie, says the issue will be if industry players will step up following the offer.
Given the regulatory environment that we have in place here for the upstream, and in fact the state-funded demand destruction that we're seeing in the name of reducing our gross emissions, we'll watch with interest to see if anyone is interested in running the regulatory gauntlet to supply New Zealand with the gas that it needs.
Well, cracks are appearing in the funding and provision of aged care sector, with chronically low staffing and funding levels causing growing concern. Research commissioned by the Aged Care Matters indicates that about two-thirds of nearly 1,100 respondents say the government's performing poorly when it comes to aged care. Earl Gasbridge, who's a member of Aged Care Matters and chief executive of MetLife Care, says government's funding of nearly $94 million a year is woefully inadequate.
It's a fraction of what's required. And this is the problem. Over the years, there's been just almost like a one-sided negotiation where the sector has said, you know, we're heading down into an abyss here with workforce shortages. We've got, as I say, unable to retain nurses. We've had 1,200 beds close in the sector over the last 12 months. I mean, if that's not a sign that something's wrong here, I don't know what is.
The government's promised to allocate $40 million this year to address nurses' pay parity, another $200 million a year from next year, although so far only $24 million has been allocated. Well, businesses are getting increasingly alarmed by the number of job applicants lacking basic literacy and numeracy skills. A survey by the Employment and Manufacturers Association shows more than 40% of job applicants don't have satisfactory skills, and 83% of applicants' communication skills aren't up to scratch either. The EMA's head of advocacy and strategy, Anna McDonald, says it makes hiring and retaining staff much more difficult.
It's always been a bit of an issue for employers, but it seems to be getting steadily worse. So we were quite surprised by the numbers when we did this last year. And as you can see in the current numbers, it's nearly doubled that issue of basic numeracy, literacy and digital skills for employers. So that means our young people in particular are hitting the workforce and they're just not ready. So employers obviously having to spend more time, money and effort into bringing those people up to suitable levels to have them engaged and a good part of the workforce.
Alan McDonald of the EMA. Quick look at the markets. Wall Street was looking for direction. It's decided it's going negative as people worry about what the Federal Reserve will do next. The Dow Jones average currently down 0.4%. The S&P 500 down 0.65%. And the Nasdaq is now 1.1% lower. Local top 50 index had a strong session, up 158 points, 1.3%. The New Zealand dollar, 62.5 US, 93.1 Australian, 50.6 British pence, 81.7 yen and 4.29 yuan. Brit crude oil up a dollar at $79.20 US a barrel, and gold is up $12 at $1,969 US dollars an ounce.